Under pressure from President Bush, for whom immigration reform is a top legislative priority, Senate leaders agreed to reconsider the comprehensive bill aimed at overhauling the nation's immigration system. The measure would tighten border security, create a temporary guest worker program, and offer the estimated 12 million illegal immigrants in the United States a possible path to citizenship. Senator Dianne Feinstein, a California Democrat, is a supporter of the bill.
To become a citizen, immigrants in the country illegally will have to demonstrate a real dedication to our country. They'll have to work to hold their visas. They'll have to pay a fine. They'll have to learn our language. And they do have to do this over a substantial period of time. This won't happen overnight.
Supporters hope more Republicans will back the bill this time. Earlier this month, minority Republicans used procedural tactics to block the bill from coming to a vote. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, a Nevada Democrat, says a newly proposed amendment to provide $4 billion for border security, funded by fees and fines paid by undocumented workers, should help ease Republican concerns that the legislation does not go far enough in securing U.S. borders.
This bill is great with border security. Why? Because it has $4.4 billion of mandated spending for border security. This is such a better bill, and for that reason alone, this bill should pass.
But many Republicans are skeptical of the proposal, and many others remain concerned that the legislation rewards immigrants who entered the United States illegally with the promise of citizenship. Senator Jeff Sessions is an Alabama Republican.
We're going to send a message around the world that all you have to do is get into our country illegally and you'll be made a citizen.
Some Republican opponents are vowing to try to block the bill a second time. Senator Jim DeMint is a South Carolina Republican.
Many of us are going to use every procedural tool we can to try to stop this bill.
Although Senate Democratic Leader Reid remains hopeful about the bill's passage, Republican Leader Mitch McConnell is more cautious. McConnell says he is not even sure how he will vote on the legislation until action on all amendments is completed. The House of Representatives has yet to draft its own immigration reform bill. Deborah Tapioa News, Capitol Hill.